In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Facebook and Twitter lead the social media race currently, but coming up on its heels, Pinterest. We have the latest.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. New analytics show that Pinterest, everyone's favorite place for recipes, party planning, and content sharing, has upped its user growth by half since September of 2015 when it crossed the 100 million mark. This basically means that Pinterest is proving itself as a competitor of Facebook and Twitter and other social giants in this growing space to catch the scrolling eye of the distracted smartphone user everywhere. Let's see where they're standing currently. Joining us now on the line from San Francisco is Wall Street Journal reporter Yuri Koh. Yuri, welcome. So currently, how many worldwide users does Pinterest rack in monthly at this point?
So Pinterest announced today that they reached 150 million users worldwide, and that means that they added about 50 million users since a little over a year ago now.
So if I understand correctly, what's key here isn't necessarily the actual number, but the momentum and speed of growth. It still might have some work to do, but for some perspective, how did these numbers compare to, you know, the biggies like Facebook and Twitter?
Exactly. So they are actually on a similar growth trajectory as those companies were when they were in this phase of growth. It took Facebook about 5 years and Twitter about 5 years as well to reach 150 million users. And that's about roughly the same time frame as Pinterest is on. They're in about their sixth year now. So it's a good sign for them because, you know, Facebook has gone on to draw in 1.7 billion users. Twitter has grown to be 313 million users. But, you know, there's also a cautionary tale here because there's obviously a big difference between Facebook's 1.7 billion and Twitter's 313 million. So as you mentioned, 150 million users for Pinterest, it's a good milestone to reach, but it by no means means that they're going to, it ensures their long-term success.
Right. And let's talk a little bit about revenue growth. They seem to have a unique advertising model compared to the competition. Can you talk a little bit about how they make money with ads and if they're poised to keep making that money flow in based on this model?
Right. So Pinterest's pitch to advertisers is that they are very unique from their social competitors and that they catch the users when they are in the mood to shop. So when you're browsing your Facebook feed, you're more interested in seeing what your friends are up to and things of that nature. Twitter, it's about the news and what celebrities are talking about. Pinterest, when you're on Pinterest, you are looking for things for yourself, like items for yourself, planning trips for yourself and your family. So you're kind of already searching for certain things, and retailers and consumer product goods companies would love to throw an ad in front of you when you're in that search mode.
So it seems like it's on the right track to an IPO. That seems like the next step if we're using Facebook and Twitter as an example. But are they ready for that? And if not, what should they be thinking about if they're going to make that work?
Mm-hmm. Well, by all accounts, the CEO, I did ask him about it, and he said there's no immediate plans on the horizon. One of their investors also said the same thing. The good thing for Pinterest is that they have the flexibility to wait. They raised over $500 million last year, and they said they still have plenty of money left in the bank. They don't need to raise money anytime soon. So there's no immediate pressure. They don't need the capital for acquisitions or hiring new employees and further global expansion. So that's good for them. There's no immediate pressure. But, you know, they are getting to be a certain size, and you want to time going public. The timing of going public is a very delicate matter, so you want to do it when you're still on this growth trajectory instead of when you're plateauing.
Very interesting. Yuri Koh, thanks very much for the update.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking to Yuri Koh. You can check out more and follow her stories at WSJ.com for the very latest. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.